This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
All of you who doubt, all of us, me too, who doubt the promises of God and who doubt that God will honor and keep His word and His promises concerning you, that James just called you an unstable person. Here are some unfortunate definitions of this word. Unstable means unsteady. You're an unsettled person. You're full of instability. I mean, those are words that you use when you can't trust someone, right? They're unstable. This person can't be released from the hospital. They're unstable. This person can't be trusted with a new job. He's unreliable. Unstable. He's unsteady. Unsettled. That's what he calls a double-minded man. He's unstable. Not only that, it says he is unstable in all of their ways. Don't wear this like a badge of honor and say, well, I am unworthy. You are worthy. Jesus Christ has made you worthy. Remember, it's unbelief that kept the Israelites out of the promised land. Don't let unbelief keep you out either. Unbelief is going to keep you out. Okay, one last theme today, and then we're done. Verse 12. It says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he's tried, all right, two different Greek words. Temptation is the word perasmos, means put to the test. When he's tried, that's dokimos, put in the fire, approved. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. All right, tried by whom? God or Satan? The answer? Yes. Genesis 22:1. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And Abraham said, here I am. He said, go and take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. God tested Abraham. God can test you if he feels like it. It is biblical if God tests you or to try you. It's like going down here to the Ford dealer and getting in that new Mustang. I'm going to try it. And that's what God does with you too. He gets in and he cranks up the engine. What's your red line at today? He'll push you all the way to your red line. Maybe beyond the red line. At least beyond where you think it is. Where you think the red line is and where God has put it are two different things. You think your engine blows up at 3,000 RPM. God says 12,000 RPM. So here you are. You're at 5. You're at 6. You're waiting to fall apart. And God's still got his foot there on the gas pedal. You're up to 9,000, 10,000, 11,000 RPM. Uh-oh, look out. But that's what God does with you. He tries you like a new car. But the great thing is, he's created you, and he doesn't do it for himself because he doesn't know. He does it for you. so that you will see what you're made of. That's why God tries you, for your benefit, not for his. He's created you. He knows where your red line is. And I'll tell you what, by golly, after this happens, now you know where your red line is too. It ain't the same place where you thought that it was. And then some stinking devil comes on and pushes your red line up to 3,000 or 4,000. What happens then? That's when you spit in his eye. Because you know where it is, because God's shown it to you. Right? Say you cut off the engine, though, while God was testing you. Say you turn the light on in that dark room while God was test driving you. And now you think your red line is 5,000 because your neighbor's is 5,000. So here comes Satan pushing on the gas pedal, and you get to 5,000. And what do? You quit. But the man who sits and woman who abides under the mighty hand of God and let God show you your red line is over 12,000. So when the enemy comes and steps on your gas pedal, David came up to someone 9'6". Everyone else in the camp trembled. And David scoffed at him, because he knew that God was for him. And he wasn't going to stumble in that way. God wants you to have the same air of spiritual arrogance about you. That's why James says to rejoice when it happens to you. God's doing a great work in you. Let me tell you, God's doing a great work in every one of you. Everyone who hears this on the radio and on the podcast, God's doing a great work in you. Let him see you through whatever it is that you're going through. Okay, tried by who? That's the first one. Luke 22:31. The Lord says, Simon, Satan has asked for you that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Now, who tested him that time? Satan. Funny, too, that word asked. The word really means demand. Satan has demanded you. That's what Jesus says. I'm just telling you what the words mean in their original language. Maybe the translator was a little scared to put that there. I don't know. Word means to ask passionately or to demand something. It's almost always translated as demanded. Satan has demanded you. You wouldn't think that would carry any weight. Satan has asked for you that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Again, the Lord Jesus made this promise to the church at Smyrna. Revelation 2:10, do not fear any of those things you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be what? Tested for 10 days. And you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Isn't that funny? We just read about the crown of life, didn't we? Just a second ago. Blessed is a man who endures temptation, for when he's tried, he will receive the crown of life. And now Jesus said, you're going to be tested and have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. So either God or Satan could test you. Notice too in verse 12, it doesn't say if he's tried, he will receive the crown of life. It says when he's tried. And when he passes the test, then he'll receive the crown of life. When Satan tests you, it's designed to take you out. When God tests you, it's to show you what you're made of, not him. He already knows what you're made of. He wants you to see what you're made of. And when God brings testing your way, it's a good thing, which is why James says what he does. Okay, we'll wrap it up here. I leave you with this verse, John 12:25. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it unto life eternal. Now, all depending on where you fall regarding that verse, will determine the tests and trials that come your way. Me personally, ask my wife, she'll tell you, I cannot be tempted by broccoli. You can hang it in front of my nose all day long. You're not going to test me with that. Your life ought to be like broccoli. Really quick, let me show you a life that has tasted this victory, okay? And that is endurance in action. Two verses. Write them down. You can read them later. The first one is Psalm 56, verse 9. It says this, when I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. Notice this, when and then. I got a sermon on if and then. This one is when and then. When I do this, this is going to happen. He says, when I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. Get the fortitude this guy has. When I cry out to you, my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. Verse 11, in God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Psalm 56, 9 and 10. And this one, Psalm 18, verse 28 and 29. Verse 29, it says, for by you I can run against the troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. Both from David. Where do you suppose he learned this? I'll tell you, and I won't even leave you hanging. You read the introduction to both of these psalms, and the answer is in both of them. Psalm 56, it says this. It says, a miktam of David when the Philistines captured him in Gath. That's when he said this. The other one is the intro to Psalm 18. It says, who spoke the words of this psalm on the day the Lord delivered him from all of his enemies. That's when David wrote these. When God gave him the victory in the trials that he was enduring. Man, oh man, this David endured some serious trials. Church, God wants you to have this kind of mindset and this kind of attitude that David and Paul and the three Hebrew children had in the furnace. God wants you to have this same kind of mindset and same kind of attitude that they had. And this is why James says in our text today, to count it all joy, my brethren, when ye encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.